Yes.
Senator Russell on 9-1.
Dick?
Yes, sir.
I want you to do a little heavy thinking for me today. Don't want anybody to know this, but the two of us, I think Lodge is, if he hadn't been willing to do anything out there, and I think he's coming out within the next few days or weeks. I need to pick the best man in America to succeed him. I don't know who that is. I can't find anybody in my government. Rusk is willing to do it, and I don't think he's a man. I don't think I can afford to let him go. McNamara's anxious to do it, same thing. Bundy, the same thing. I can't let any of them go here because I've got too many damn serious problems. I needed Lucius Clay 25 years ago. We're making some little progress in our province program, and we've been doing a little better the last few weeks because the folks think they got some little something to hope for and live for. And we're doing a little with the school and the hospital here and there, and they're getting a little better, and we haven't done bad. But Lodge won't let any of these folks really do anything. He won't let anybody broadcast hope because he handles all radio, television, newspaper himself. He won't let anybody get out do any of this economic work because he thinks that we got too many Americans now. And so we need a top man. And I can't take anybody from the cabinet. I've looked over every single ambassador we've got. George McGee and Bolin and Bruce, and none of them fit the specifications. The man we need is a man that's a pretty good diplomat and a hell of a good administrator that can help this government and make some decisions for them and lead them, and it can put in a good economic program and get those people doing something themselves, and at the same time work with our military. We think we've got the best man we can get in Westmoreland. Now, that man needs a combination of military and economic experience and must be a good administrator. The best that anybody's come up with now, I'm down to George, George Ball. The best we've got in the government's George Ball, who's probably first, and Averill Harriman. And we just can't send Walter Jenkins, so we got to send somebody. And I don't know where they are. I need a good... Lucius Clay 25 years ago. He's too old and he wouldn't go now and tired. Collins, I don't guess, would be the man, would he? All of my men are too old, the retired ones, like Bradley and Collins and Clay.
Collins is as old as Clay, I think.
Yeah. I saw him the other day and he didn't look good, but he was here with the D-Day group that took off. Anderson, my administration wouldn't have him. They think he just puffed up attractive physically fella, but he's not much to him. He's chief of naval operations.
He's a pretty good man.
You think so?
Yes, sir, I do. He's a pretty good man. I don't know. He grates on the State Department people. They never have liked him. I don't think I'd select him for that reason. I don't know. I don't know why the hell they ever sent Lodge out there.
Well, they did.
It's difficult to feed him. If you had a career man out there, it wouldn't be any problem. But now you've got to get a man that somebody knows and got some sales.
Somebody just gave me a thought. I don't guess he'd think of doing it, but what about McCone? I just thought of that while I was talking to you. No humans ever mentioned him, but since Rusk is willing to do it, and since McNamara is willing to do it, you think it'd be very bad to McNamara, don't you?
Yeah, I don't see hardly how he could afford to do that.
He's the most valuable man I got in the cabinet on everything. I have him working.
Him here in the first place, and in the second place, all this business about McNamara's war would be accentuated if you sent him out there. Nobody's paying any attention to it now, but they might if he went out there. Don't think you can spare him. George Ball, could you spare him?
Yes, I could.
Fella?
I could. They say he's no administrator, but they say this aid man, Gaud, G-A-U-D, is the best administrator in the government. He's a former businessman and tough and able, and he's the deputy for aid. And they say we ought to just jerk him out of there and send him out yonder.
Ball is a tough fella and a good man. Without any further thought, I'd say Ball could fill the bill. Ball is a exceptionally strong character. He's an observant man too. He knows what's going on where he is.
He went to Greece and Turkey, and Greece just made him a stump speech and didn't get a goddamn where. They're just insisting on backing Macarius, and they're going to run the Turks back of a wall, and they're going to go in and invade, and we're going to have a bloody war. I stopped an invasion the other night. They already had their ships ready to go.
I don't see how the Turks are put up with what they have over
there. I don't either. And I sent Ball back to talk to both of them yesterday, and he knew he had just done his best, wants to come see me in June 22nd or something. And we can't settle it. They got to settle it between themselves, and they got to have some kind of a formula that both of them can agree to. It won't humiliate either, and they just don't do it. The Greeks just make a stump speech and say they got to support Macarius. The Greeks can't take it, and they knew his government's danger is threatened because he's listening to me and stopped the invasion, and he's not going to listen to me next time.
McCone and Shriver and all those boys are Catholics. If you could get a good, strong Catholic, get his help out there.
Shriver's got to run the poverty program and get me some talent. He's good at selecting good men for government, and that, damn it, I need him by the dozens. I wish you'd find some good young men in Georgia. Trouble is, every damn one of your folks want to stay there and be a saint like Bobby. We need some of those folks coming out and doing these things. I got me a good ambassador in the Dominican Republic from your place, but he's an old career, wouldn't been gone a long time from Georgia.
That's a good boy.
We need some folks with some common sense that adjusted to what's happening in the world, and we just haven't got many of them. The only place I can go is professors. The last recommendation I got is the best man to send to Vietnam was Clark Kerr, the president of the University of California. I don't know him, but they say he's the ablest man in that whole country.
I don't know him either.
Said he built a school of 100,000. He's able and he's tough, and he'd do this if I insisted.
I don't think some. I don't know.
What's your impression of McCone?
Oh, McCone can do the job. He's old. He's getting old, but he's still tough fibered as hell. I doubt whether he'd want to go out there or not, but he might. I guess he'd do anything to get rid of Lodge. He despises him. He's like,
well, he has been a miserable failure.
Well, they would have known he's going to be and send him out there.
And this damn State Department, I can't stop them talking. They infiltrated worse than MacArthur said they had. And they put out one this morning that yesterday and last night, that somebody over there said that we had suspended flights, but we hadn't scheduled any. We just sent one in there to answer what they'd done and answer damn quick, and then we didn't schedule anymore. We haven't suspended some that hadn't been scheduled, but it makes it look like we started a program and then quit it. We started one of going in there, and we went in and came out. And we think it had a good reaction, don't you?
Apparently so.
Mm-hmm.
It's surprising that the Chinese Reds haven't been hollering like hell about it.
Well, they came out this morning and said that this is a very dangerous game we were playing.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm. They're going to have to do something about it if we keep it up. They notified us they'd come in this morning if we didn't stop it.
I thought they'd be going to the United Nations. No,
well, I think they're doing some of that, and that's all right. Go. We want some conferences. I do. I'm confronted with a... I don't believe the American people ever want me to run. If I lose it, I think that they'll say I've lost the... I pulled in, and at the same time, I don't want to commit us to a war, and I'm in a hell of a shape. I can't do...
Well, we are just like a damn cow over a fence out there in Vietnam.
That's right, and Laos, and I've got a study being made now by the experts, which I want you to come over some night and have a drink and see how important the two of them are, whether Malaysia will necessarily go and India will go, and how much it'll hurt our prestige if we just got out and let some conference fail or something.
I know all those arguments.
But they say that... Well, a fellow like A.W. Morrison said to me last night, said, damn, there's not anything to destroy you as quick as pulling out and pulling up stakes and running. That America wants, by God, prestige and power, and they don't want... I said, yeah, but I don't want to kill these folks. He said, I don't give a damn. Said, they didn't want to kill them in Korea, but said, if you don't stand up for America, there's nothing that a fellow in Johnson City or Georgia or any other place will They'll forgive you for everything except being weak.
Well, there's a lot in that. There's a whole lot in that. And
Goldwater and all of them raising hell about going. That's hot pursuit. Let's go in and bomb them.
It ran in Changani the other day. He said, oh, God, why don't we just go on in there and beat Nam and Laos and clean that situation up?
You can't clean it up. That's
a
hell of it.
God, Chan, they'd take a 500,000 men. They'd be bogged down in there for 10 years. And, oh, hell, no.
Well, we never did clean Korea up yet.
No, it ain't clean yet. Be right where we started. 60,000-70,000 of them buried over there.
Now, Dick, you think every time you can get your mind off other things, think about some man you're bound to run into him testifying or something.
I've got a hell of a lot on my mind, but I'll try to think.
You haven't got anybody in Georgia that's top flight.
I don't think of anyone in the moment that I would...
I've looked at every man I've got in Texas, and I can't think of a single one I know, and my great weakness in this job is that I just don't know these other people. The Kennedys, they know every damn fellow in the country or got somebody that knows them. They out at these universities and every place in the country, in New York and Chicago.
I never did know just how they made all those.
Well, this damn Shriver knows everybody. He's a fellow, you know, at Get Phil Landrum to Handle Poverty. That's a damn smart thing to do. We never would have a pro, but we're just doing fine, except for this damn Vietnam thing. We're just doing wonderful. Every index, the businessmen are going wonderful. They're up 12-14% investment over last year. The tax bill has just worked out wonderfully. The married people, only 2.6% of the married people unemployed. 97.4% got jobs. If 16% of these youngsters, and I'll have all them employed, I want to... Give them a job where they can stay in high school, give them a job where they can stay in college, and give them a job in one of these camps, and I'll cover that 16% when I get my other program. But everything's done.
But that's not firm unemployment at all.
No, it's kids that are dropping out of school, and then they go on a roll. But I'll take care of that. I'm a poverty just by organizing it all. We got the money in these various departments, labor and HEW and justice. Justice got a juvenile delinquency program. Labor's got a retraining program. HEW's got a... education program. I'm going to put all of them in one and put one top administrator and really get some results. Go in and clear up these damn roles. And I'll do it with only $300 million more than was in the budget anyway last year.
Well, I hope so.
Well, I got $900 million and $600 million already in the budget last year for this stuff, but it's being scattered around and we get no credit for it. We don't dramatize it and they don't know it.
Well, it's been a good deal. There's been a lot of comment on it. I think it's more widely understood than you.
Well, I was down in Kentucky the other day. We got 50 kids there that are teaching beauty culture, how to fix Linda's hair. And they all going out and get jobs, $50, $60 a week in another 3 months. They've been at it now for about a year. I had 50 auto mechanics in the same building. And those kids from all over the mountain, they're teaching them how to tear down the differential, put it back together, and they'll get jobs. And that's what we ought to do instead of paying out $4 billion a year on relief for nothing. They don't have to work to hell with this unemployment compensation relief. But I've got to find a man for Vietnam, and I don't know.
Well, I'll try to think.
You wouldn't send you wouldn't try Clay, would you?
I haven't seen Clay in the last 3 or 4 years, Mr. Felton. Sometimes these fellows start breaking mighty fast. I don't know. The last time I saw him, he's full of vigor. But I haven't seen him in 4 years now.
What would you think of Westmoreland for both places?
I think highly of that. I was going to suggest that. I made a note here when I was talking to you. See if Westmoreland couldn't fill both of them. He's a top-flight man.
Well, I see you're still having trouble with your damn cough, aren't you?
Yes, just I am.
Well, take care of yourself, and I love you, and be good.
Westmoreland, he can do the job. If you want a military man, if there's any way you can handle it, you can do both of them.
All right, let me ask you this. What would you tell these Greeks now? Just tell them they've got to get the Turks and do something, or are they all going to hell in a hack?
Well, I think I'd tell them if they wasn't willing to come to some reasonable agreement with that, you'd just have to pursue a hands-off policy, and I think that'll scare the hell out of them. They're counting on us supporting the Greeks are.
Now, one other thing, Carl Hayden is crying and just shoving me and just demanding that I send up a budget estimate on his Arizona thing. And I'm just so scared it's going to screw me in California that I don't know what to do. He's got a little agreement with Brown, but he hadn't got one with Salinger and the Los Angeles Times, and Kuechel and all of them are raising hell about it.
A lot of dynamite in that.
Man, it's just awful. And he just cries with me every day. And I just put off and run and dodge and hide. And I can't kill him, and I hate to get involved in that damn thing again. He does have the governor of California. He won his lawsuit, and he got the governor, and they worked out a plan. It don't cost me much money this year, and not much next year. And over the whole year, the budget said it's a sound project, that it'll pay back. But